The Lord be with you. How good are you at awfulizing? What I mean is, are you anything like what I used to be when I was an awfulizer? My mind was so creative in coming up with all the most awful things that could happen. I mean, I could read the news and awfulize. I could lie in bed at night and awfulize. I used to tell people I got my exercise mountain climbing over molehills. I could really identify with Mark Twain, who said, "I'm an old man now, and I've known many great troubles, but most of them never happen." I awfulized so much when I was a boy that my father would say, "Timmy, 9 out of the 10 things you're worrying about will never happen." But that didn't do it for me. It only left me worrying about what he said was the 1 in 10 that could happen. But let me tell you something that I discovered, in that the Apostle Paul, he was an awfulizer. I mean, Paul was really good at imagining the most awful things that could happen to us and then showing us how God's love trumps all the awful things. There is one particular passage that Paul wrote that really helps me today not to be an awfulizer. I'm looking at Romans chapter 8, where Paul has just confidently declared that God works all things together for good for those who love him. And then Paul does some awfulizing starting in verse 35, as Paul imagines the worst that could happen to you and me, to show us that God's love for us will make us victorious in every situation. Verse 35, I read, "Who will separate us from the love of Christ?" And then Paul starts imagining, awfulizing. He asks, will hardship, our distress, our persecution, our famine, our nakedness, our peril, our sword — I think if Paul had known about COVID-19, he would have thrown that in. I don't think I could have come up with a better list than Paul of awful things that could happen to you and me. And then Paul asks, will any of these awful things ever separate us from God's loving care for us? Quick comes Paul's answer. No, in all these things. What things? The most awful things. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors. I mean, we're not just conquerors, he says. I mean, that doesn't do it. Paul says we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor rulers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. I've taken my highlighter pen to this passage, and I've marked it up. I've underlined the many things that might seemingly shatter our lives. I mean, it's all here: hardship, distress, persecution, famine, nakedness, peril, sword. I mean, it seems to me that Paul is pretty well covering his bases for anyone who would awfulize. But just in case Paul has left anything out that is awful, Paul throws in anything else in all creation or in this life or the life to come. And then quick comes Paul's answer. Nothing, not one of these awful things will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. Paul says, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. Please notice the past tense of Paul's verb, through him who loved us. That past tense points us to the cross that is the proof of how much God loves you and me. Paul says in Romans 5:8, but God proves his love for us, and that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. And so Paul can awfulize about all the things that might go wrong in our lives. And he says, no, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us. A very literal translation of the Greek would be, In all these things, we are winning a most glorious victory through him who loved us. The Greek is so expressive here. Paul uses the word hypernikao, hyper. Well, you know the word. It means above, beyond, super, huge. And then nikao, it's where we get our word Nike from, victory. In all the awful things that might happen, things present, things to come, we are winning a most glorious victory through him who loved us. That is our faith as followers of Jesus. Now, have you ever known a verse of scripture, or maybe even memorized it, and then something happens? And it is like the Spirit of God speaks that verse to you and says, this verse is for you, and you understand what the verse means. Well, that happened to me some years ago. It happened as I had just visited my late wife, who was in the hospital for yet another round of chemotherapy for breast cancer. And I was just getting into the elevator, and I see a poster in big words that said, I can cope. And I read, I can cope. It was a support group for patients who had breast cancer and for their families. I read the sign, I can cope. I can cope. And it was like the Spirit of God took this passage of scripture, and the Spirit of God said to me gently, I can help you do more than cope. You can overwhelmingly conquer through him who loves you. Is there pain? Yes. Are there tears? Certainly. But through him who loved us, you and I, we are winning a most glorious victory through him who loved us. We are more than conquerors in whatever life throws at us. And now with a lot of years of life behind me, I would go back to my dad when he says, Timmy, 9 out of the 10 things you worry about will never happen. I could say to my dad, Dad, that's true. 9 out of the 10 things I ever worried about never did happen to me. But you know, that 1 in 10, even that 1 in 10, I've learned that God makes us more than conquerors. Herein is love, scripture says, not that we love God, but that he loves us. And nothing will ever separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus. I pray for you now a prayer the Apostle Paul prays for us in Ephesians 3, verses 18 and 19. Why not make it your prayer? I pray that you may have the power to comprehend with all the saints what is the breadth and length and height and depth, and to know the love of Christ that surpasses knowledge, so that you may be filled with all the fullness of God. I am Tim Smith, a fellow traveler on the Pilgrim Way. Thank you for listening. Till next time.